Today is a special day. But to be honest, it seems kind of strange. Why would we celebrate the circumcision and naming of Jesus? Of all things, that seems very weird. There's a disconnect between our own culture and that of which Jesus experienced in his own day when he lived on this earth. In today's world, circumcision is nothing more than a preference. And names are picked simply because they sound nice together. They have a nice flow. Or maybe they're used to honor a close relative of some type. But really, things are much different today than they were in Jesus' time. So in order for us to understand why this day is set aside as something special, something to celebrate, we must know both about names and about circumcision in Jewish culture. And maybe more importantly, is the importance that God's word places on these two things. Our text for this morning comes from Luke chapter 2. At the end of 8 days when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Well, where does this very short reading start? But it begins on the 8th day. And so this might be a while ago. I want you to remember Christmas. Hey, remember Christmas? That was a week ago, right? Count 8 days from Christmas. It's today. Today is exactly 8 days from Christmas. Every New Year's Day is always 8 days after Christmas. And that is precisely why today is picked to celebrate the events of Luke 2:21. But the question really is, why was it 8 days? Why didn't his parents take him after, 2 days? Why didn't he go after, 5 days? Why didn't they wait a month? Well, it's because in God's law, in Leviticus, he gives a very specific word, that every male who was born into the people of Israel was to be circumcised on the 8th day. This should bring memories, okay? We know about days in the Bible, right? We all know there's different times when days are mentioned, and one of the most prominent ones is probably the creation story. Right, God creates on day 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. And on the 7th day, God rests. But there's got to be more. Right, we're still living on the same earth that God created. And so there was an 8th day and a 9th day and a 10th day. And we know that shortly after God created everything, man wrecked it. Right, human beings, we destroyed it. Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God. Sin was brought into the world, and the story of creation doesn't stop there. You see, there's much more to this story than just 7 days, because there is an 8th. What does God do? After they fall into sin, God gives them a promise. He will send someone who will save them from their sin, to reconcile them to God, the Creator, to save them for all time. He will undo everything that sinful man had done. And lo and behold, but this Savior came. And his name was Jesus. And already on the 8th day of Jesus' life out of the womb, he is restoring the creation to what it was intended to be. Already on the 8th day, Jesus is bringing perfection back into the world. Because that's what the 8th day is all about. The 8th day is a day of restoration. The 8th day is the day that God recreated everything. So what occurs on the 8th day? Well, the circumcision is the first thing, right? The circumcision event was not only a requirement of the law, but it was also a sign of the promise, a physical sign that male members of Israel would carry on their body. It was a promise from God that they were part of the chosen people of God. And what's more, but if for some reason the child was not circumcised, it means they would not be part of this covenant people, this people of promise, this people that God had chosen. It means that they would literally just give away their birthright. They wouldn't be blessed. They wouldn't be chosen. They would be an outcast. And so what do we have here on the eighth day? But we have the very first record of Jesus shedding his blood, not only to fulfill the law, but so that Jesus might be part of the promise. From Abraham down the line to Jesus Christ, if he was not circumcised, he couldn't be your Savior. Because it means he would have rejected his father Abraham. It means he would have rejected his lineage in the line of David. He would have rejected that everything that God had promised he would be. He wouldn't be your Savior. He wouldn't be my Savior. He wouldn't be the Savior for anyone. Very important. What else was to occur on this eighth day but the name? Right? And as you might imagine, you know, names are picked much before a child is born often. I mean, sometimes, a father or mother wants to wait to see the baby, to see, you know, if it really looks like a John or, an Emily or an Elizabeth or, or whatever it is. But the truth is that unless it's on the birth certificate, it's not your name. You can pretend like it's your name, but unless it's on the birth certificate, it's not your official name. And so this is exactly what would happen with the accompaniment of the circumcision is this naming. It's the equivalent of a birth certificate. And so Jesus, obviously, he had his name picked out by God himself, the message delivered to Mary and Joseph by an angel, and his name would be Jesus. But it wasn't official until the eighth day. But before we get into Jesus' name, let's think about what names meant for the Jewish culture. You see, in the Jewish culture, names were picked for a very specific reason. For instance, Adam. Adam literally means ground or earth or land. Why? Because God took the ground, the dust from the ground, and he formed it into a man and he breathed life into Adam's nostrils. And he became man. Right? So it makes sense, right? Eve. Eve is named, it actually means living. Because Adam recognized that she would be the mother of every living human being who would ever walk the earth. It makes sense. Moses, right? We all remember the story of Moses put in a little tiny ark, a basket, and floated down the Nile River. Well, then Pharaoh's daughter picks up Moses out of the river and calls him Moses. Why? Because Moses means drawn out of the water. It makes sense. Abram means exalted father, that is lifted up. And what does God do? But God lifts him up and changes his name to Abraham, which means father of a multitude. And who is Abraham but the father of everyone who has ever had faith? And what's better is Isaac. Isaac means laughter. Because when Abraham and Sarah heard that they were going to have a baby in their old age, as elderly people, she laughed. She laughed. And so Isaac gives the name Isaac because of the laughter. The names help to tell the story. It was very important to have a name that told the story. And so when Jesus comes, his name means God saves. And it's very important because it tells us the story. But the truth is, what does all of this eighth day circumcision naming thing mean for you? You see, the truth is that it's so easy for us to dismiss this little verse at the end of the Christmas story as if it's not important. But nothing could be further from the truth. For if Jesus had never been circumcised, he wouldn't be your Savior. He wouldn't be part of the covenant promise. And in order for him to fulfill his name, he must be circumcised on the eighth day. And so for today, as we apply it to our own lives, I want you to do a little experiment. Ready? Today is Sunday, the first day of the week. What is exactly 8 days from today? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday is the eighth day. It's still the eighth day, and Jesus is still delivering salvation to you every eighth day, just as he did on the eighth day of his life outside the womb. He still comes to you even now. Only today things are different. Because you're not invited into God's covenant by the blood of circumcision. That's not how it works. Jesus has already fulfilled that for you. Granted, the circumcision always took place in faith, and faith is still so important for us. But instead, today you are invited into God's covenant, into God's fellowship, into God's family, into God's chosen people by the same blood of Jesus. The blood that Jesus sheds from the cross. Because what did God promise Abraham? That it'd be by Abraham's blood that his descendants would be blessed. And so they are, all the way to the cross, where the very blood of Abraham pours forth from the body of our Savior for you. In fact, it pours forth over you, and it covers you, and it welcomes you into this same promised family of God. And where do you get it? Where do you hear about the blood? Where do you receive it? The eighth day. It's on Sunday morning. But circumcision is no longer the answer. Instead, we have another initiation, right? Something different that welcomes us into God's family. It's baptism. Now, I don't know if you've ever looked at our baptismal font up here, but you might notice how many sides are on the baptismal font. I'll give you one clue. It's one more than seven. There are eight sides on our baptismal font. Why? Because eight is the number of recreation, of restoration, of taking something that is imperfect and unholy and making it pure and innocent. And that is exactly what's happened for you in your baptism. You were recreated. You were restored. You were welcomed into God's family, and you are perfect. Because the waters of baptism are dripping with the blood of Jesus. Just as Jesus was given his name on the eighth day, so too when you were baptized, you were given a name. You know, for me, my name is David, but that's not the name I received. The name I received in my baptism was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God gave me his name, and he gave you his name too. A name that will define your story, that literally tells the story of your life, because you are one who was created by God the Father. You are one who was redeemed by God the Son, and you are one who is continually sanctified by God the Holy Spirit. This is what God does on the eighth day. He redeems you. He restores you. He brings you back to himself by the blood of Jesus, by his death, and by his resurrection. My friends, your sins are forgiven because today is a special day. Because today is a day that Jesus has shed his blood for you. A day that you have been given eternal life. Happy eighth day after Christmas. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your eighth day promises in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.